This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I have a friend who is an extraordinarily kind and thoughtful person. She's brilliant, she's wise, and she's just unusually kind. And she told me a story of something that happened to her. And so she was in the airport going to a conference or something. So she was at the gate, everybody was milling around, and they made an announcement, "We're very sorry, but the flight is going to be delayed 90 minutes. So everyone starts grumbling, and then they wander off, you know, to get a snack or to go buy a bottle of water or whatever. My friend notices that there's a woman in a wheelchair who's right at the desk of the gate. She's been brought there, but now there's nobody with her. She's just sitting in a wheelchair for the next 90 minutes. So my friend goes over to her and says, "Hey, I'm going to go to the newsstand. Would you like me to buy you a bottle of water or a magazine or a cup of coffee or anything?" And the woman says in kind of a grouchy way, "Well, yes, it would be very nice if, you know, to get a bottle of water while we're waiting." And so my friend goes off and buys the bottle of water. And then 90 minutes go by and they board the plane. And so my friend is standing in the aisle and she's getting ready to take her seat. And she notices that there's a man already sitting down by the window, and he is standing up and he's talking over a few rows to an elderly woman who's a few rows up. They're speaking in Chinese, and the woman, who very clearly is his mother, is very agitated about something. And so my friend says, like, "Hey," to the man, "do you want to switch seats? Because if you want to sit together, I can just move and take her seat." And the man says, "Oh, that would be great, because my mother doesn't fly very often and she would feel a lot better if she was sitting next to me." So they switch seats. So my friend is sitting down and she's getting settled in, and the man sitting next to her is intent on reading his book, so he doesn't look up. But then, just as they're getting ready to take off, he looks over at her, and in this deep, slow voice, he says, "I make it a rule never to speak to anyone on an airplane, but I will note that I have seen you commit two unprovoked acts of kindness." And then he just went right back to his book before she could say a word. And when she told me this story, I said, "I'm so glad he said something, because it's not why you did it, but it's nice that someone noticed and gave you your gold star, because you are such a nice person." And she said, "You know what? It really was nice. Because the fact is, even if it's not necessary, it's sweet when our efforts are appreciated." I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.